Right, so I'm here with Cray Valley manager James Collins after today's 3-2 win over Hollands and Blair in the Kent Senior Trophy. James, it was a tough game today. Your thoughts on today's match?
Yeah, I thought for the first 25 minutes we were excellent, but we are capable of that. And I think today was the good, the bad and the ugly. It was everything that sort of the players threatened to play well and we did. And then when it got on top, you know, I think we're probably lucky to get a... probably lucky to get the win today, if I'm honest. I thought there was only one winner at 2-2. So started off really well, then they got a player sent off, and then it's that weak underbelly that we seem to have. You know, when it gets on top, we just when we're bad, we're bad.
Peter Smith come up with a winner right at the death. And yeah, we weathered a storm in the second half. Hollands and Blair came at us in the second half. They prepared to go forward, trying to win the game, 2-0 down to 10 men. It's hard to cope, as we saw at Deal on Tuesday night. You know, when you look, the opposition lose, you lose a player, you tend to kick up a gear and make up for that.
Well, yeah, they're in a similar situation. So at 2-0 down with 10 men, they had nothing to lose. And all of a sudden, you start making risks that you wouldn't usually take, because you might as well lose 4-5-0. But we just didn't deal with it at all. We didn't get to grips with it. And I guess we showed a bit of character at the end to win 3-2. But like I said, at 2-2, I thought there was only one winner, really. We could not get a foothold back into the game. But at 2-0, we were completely comfortable. I mean, we should have probably been 3-4-0 up at half time, but that's a little bit frustrating. But I'm really pleased that we've got through in these two cup games, if I'm honest.
I mentioned the Deal Town game. 2-0 down, we had a player sent off, and we've responded to that.
The thing is, when you play against these teams, I was saying to the boys before, they don't care who you've got in your team. They don't care where they've been, what they've done, how many goals they've scored against. They play against you and they'll back themselves to out-battle you. And if we're not going to do that, we're going to come unstuck, as we have done against Glebe, as we have done against Rochester, and as we have done against Erith. And we nearly did today, and we nearly did against Deal. So it's something that we really need to work hard to try and improve.
And you mentioned the Rochester game. We lost that one-two league game since. We've got a fortnight off now before we're back into league action, a trip to Corinthian. Can we get the league form right?
Look, I mean, I don't like saying things afterwards, but there's going to be some changes. This is not what I want it to be. I think what we can... We're in a good position. We're 3 points off the top, I think, if everyone wins their games now. And maybe I might be wrong, and we're in two cup competitions. But if we carry on going like we're going, we're not going to win anything this year. And we might finish fourth with this team. We might get to a semi-final, but I don't believe that we're going to win anything as we are at the minute. So there needs to be changes in these 2 weeks, and there will be.
Well, James, thanks for your honesty.
Cheers, Frank.
Right, so I'm here at Martin Grove after tonight.
No, I won't.